Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and also 96.5 TIC. Our guest this week, we chatted with him just a few months ago. He's not the $6 million man, but he certainly is something for sure. Sergeant Steve Austin, he's in the recruitment division with Hartford Police. We're going to be talking all about recruitment this morning and getting an update on how things are going with the city of Hartford and its police recruiting efforts. Good morning, Sergeant. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Morgan, and thank you for having me.
I always like making the $6 million man joke. I'm sure you get that a lot.
Well, listen, if I had a nickel for every time I heard a $6 million man joke, I think at this point in my life, I'd be a billionaire five times over.
I'm sure. Well, Sergeant, we're here to talk about a pretty serious topic, and that is recruiting new police officers for the city of Hartford. And this is definitely something that every city and every town and state police, they're going through trying to recruit as many qualified men and women to be part of their ranks as much as possible. And back when we were talking in January, you guys had a wave of recruitment efforts. Then things were paused for a little bit, and then you're back to another period of recruiting. And so if we could go back to where we were about 3 months ago, how did that recruitment wave go in January?
It went remarkably well. I mean, you consider the times and some of the challenges that law enforcement has been facing, not only in our state, but nationwide, I think we're doing pretty well. Thanks to you guys. You guys have always been great supporters, and I want to say thank you to 1080 Radio and all the hosts and all you guys who work over there and do a great job every day. So it's just the fact that we're out here, and we're going to be out here for now and to the end of the year and into next year, because there are openings, and I think the challenges that not only law enforcement are facing in terms of hiring, I think that's something that we're seeing across the board in almost every industry. So right now, Hartford Police, this is a career, and this is what I often emphasize when I talk about law enforcement. This is a career. So if you can come here and work, you're going to be here 20, 25 years. There's so many different opportunities, room for advancement, going into specialized divisions. The economics of them are fantastic. The benefits, your pension, all those things, they factor in, and it makes for a great working environment. And here in the city of Hartford, at the Hartford Police Department, I can tell you we're one of the best, most forward-thinking police departments you're ever going to see. Our agency is, I like to say, is number one in the state. You're thinking about it, all you have to do is go to policeapp.com and click on the City of Hartford entry-level police officer link and just go ahead and submit that application, guys. Or you can give me a call at 860-757-4338. That's 860-757-4338. Or go to policeapp.com, click on the link for City of Hartford entry-level police officer, and get that application submitted. This application date closes on March 31st, which is next Friday. So you pretty much got like about 12 days. So let's get it in, guys. Let's, as many of you guys can, let's apply. We offer a lot of different kind of training in terms of getting you ready for becoming a police officer. So if you haven't passed your physical agility or CHIP test, we offer PT training every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 6 p.m. to about 7:30. All right? We offer that. We also have a written exam, which is a part of the process. We do written exam practice. So when that time comes around, we have things in place to help you become successful in your recruitment process, not just at the beginning, but we kind of go with you all the way through the end.
Let's start from the beginning here, because in the last year, I've heard so much about police departments wanting to recruit more officers, preparing for more retirements and whatnot, okay? But I don't remember in previous years, like if I go back 5 to 10 years, I don't remember hearing those kinds of campaigns as much. So what are some of the challenges Hartford Police and other police departments are facing, but specifically we're talking about Hartford, that you guys are out and really trying to find as many new officers as you can?
Well, yeah, Morgan, one of the things that, we have had retirements, and that's always going to impact agencies, because it's like high school. As freshmen come in, the seniors go out. So we're always having that turnover every 5 to 6, 7 years, when you have classes that had maybe 30, 40 guys, and now those guys are retiring or moving off into retirement, and then we need to you know, replace them. So that's something that's always a challenge. And then, you know, with COVID that just came in the last 2 or 3 years, I mean, that just changed the game in terms of how we can recruit. You know, a lot of things were done virtually, and it kind of took away the personal in-person meeting and having that possibility or the opportunity to talk to individuals on a personal level. So I think it's going to come full circle. I truly believe that just like everything else, you know, the market, stock market, real estate, everything, we go through a cycle. But law enforcement has always been a great career. It's always been a great opportunity for many, many individuals to provide for their families, to provide for themselves, and do great service and great things in their own communities. Hartford being that community, we want you to come here and work. You need to go to policeapp.com. Click on the City of Hartford entry link and just go ahead and submit that application today.
What are your roles in finding new recruits, right? Are you the one that's going out there on the streets and trying to get people interested? Are you going to colleges? Where is it that you're going? Because I know you go a bunch of places in trying to find recruits.
Well, yes, we're out there, Morgan. One of my guys today, Officer Marquez, he'll be at the Edge Fitness Center in Bristol, Connecticut tonight. And he'll be there tonight, and he'll be out there. No, excuse me, not in Edge in Bristol. He'll be in Manchester, I'm sorry. And he'll be there from about 5:30 to about 8 o'clock tonight. And, I mean, we go out to fitness centers. We go out to the colleges. We are out at career fairs. So we're out at churches. We work very, very closely with our faith-based community because, you know, you find a lot of people in within that faith-based community who align with the what we're thinking about what officers are, because we're looking for moral and upright people who can take this job and work and have empathetic views to the communities that they serve. So we work very closely with our faith-based community. We work very closely with our civic organizations. So we're out there. We're at the meetings. We're at the local neighborhood revitalization meetings. We're anywhere and everywhere where we can get in front of a group of people and talk about all the great opportunities that a career in law enforcement can afford you.
Well, let's talk about some of those opportunities specifically, right? So you obviously have your officers who are out on the streets. You have detectives. You have investigators. There are so many different aspects of policing. It's not necessarily just someone that writes traffic tickets or makes a DUI arrest. And so yeah. I think that, you know, you should spend a few minutes here talking about different kinds of opportunities that are available in a major city police department like Hartford.
Yeah, well, what I can tell you guys, you know, when we talk about detectives, first of all, I know a lot of people, you know, they come in their job and say, hey, I would like to be a detective. And, well, that's a very broad term because we have detectives in almost every facet of law enforcement. So we have fraud detectives, guys who work very closely with the Secret Service. I personally used to work in special operations, which was a gun interdiction task force that was partnered with the Department of Justice. I did that for almost 5.5 years. We have guys who work very closely with the FBI and the DEA and our vice and narcotics units. We have guys who also in the gun division who, you know, our firearms division that work very closely with ATF. Then we can go into our major crimes division, which includes a lot of our burglary and our homicides and our crimes against persons, you know, in terms of your assaults. And we have our specialized and special investigative unit, which will focus on human trafficking and sexual assaults and things of that nature, and also our juvenile crimes. We've seen a rise in that because of the age that went up to 18 as opposed to when it was at 16. So we've had more juvenile arrests, and I think that, you know, it has its plus and minuses, but I'm not a politician, so I'll stay away from that. But, I mean, these are areas where you, if you have a college degree or if you had a focus or you would like to work in those areas, we have those. We have a marine division. If you like boats, we have jet skis, we have boats, we have a dive team. If you are into the SWAT type of thing, we have an ER team, which is, we call it an emergency response team. And these are the guys that you see rappelling down buildings and doing all the specialized things. We have our traffic division. Yes, they give out tickets, but they do a lot more than just that. These are also the guys you see on the motorcycles. These are the guys who you see working all the parades, all the huge concerts, They do all the escorts for our dignitaries. You know, our traffic division is just I just say A1. I had a death in my family. My father passed away, and the escort they gave to my family, escorting my father's funeral procession, it was just incredible. So we had a horse division, you know, but you know, we're going to hopefully come back to that too at some point, our equestrian division. You know, there are so many different avenues and so many different things you can get into. We have our special events, and if you're, I know everyone watches CSI, so we have that division as well. We call it Crime CSD, but it's the same thing where you can get into your forensics and learn so many different things and be able to investigate. And these are transferable skills as you learn them. So when you do retire and you want to move on into the private sector, these are skills that you can find gainful employment as you move into the next transition into the next part of your life.
By the way, for anybody just joining us on Face Connecticut, I'm chatting with Sergeant Steve Austin, Recruitment Division with Hartford Police. We're talking about ongoing recruitment efforts there in the city of Hartford. So when you're talking with possible people who might be interested, okay, I'm trying to get an idea what level of interest they might have. So you go up to a stranger, you talk to them about the opportunities and whatnot. Are you finding that they're very excited, maybe a little lukewarm, you've got to talk to them some more, or do they, so to speak, run for the hills? What kind of interest level do you find when you're out there gauging people?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We get a broad section. I mean, there are some people that, hey, no, it's just not for me. But I found we get more lukewarm. That's the hugest percentage right there in the middle, where, and I would say that's between our 20% and 80%. And that's where we get the majority of our people. Hey, they're interested. They just want to know a little more information. They've seen things on television, or they heard things on the radio, or read things in a newspaper. So they're just curious. And I help dispel a lot of those myths, and I put it out there, I lay it out for them, and pretty much in black and white, what the expectations are, and what they can expect to see, and what they can expect to get out of a career in law enforcement. And I think by me being very transparent with that, that will guide their decision one way or the other. However, when we put it out there, I find that, and we kind of explain that in very, very transparent terms, we're getting more applicants. We're getting more guys who say, and more women who say, hey, you know what? That doesn't sound too bad. I think I can do that as a career I'd like to explore.
Now, the last time you guys went through the recruitment wave, and currently the one that we're going through now opened in February, and it goes until Friday, March 31st in the city of Hartford. But when Hartford did their last recruitment that ended in early January, how many applicants and recruits did you guys get out of that whole effort?
I think we got, I think it was like 6 weeks. We got like a little under 200 applicants. And out of that 200 applicants, their academy class, we're going to have an academy class that's going to be starting on April 3rd. I don't know what the actual number is, but I know it's a good percentage because they won't start a class with less than 20, 25 applicants, a recruit. So we're going to be starting that on April 3rd. And I'm telling guys now, if you fill out this application by March 31st, you possibly could be in the academy come July. So that's something you want to think about. And you know, and our academy is a community academy, excuse me, which means you come in the morning and you go home in the afternoon. You don't have to stay overnight. It's not dormitories. It's a job. You come in the morning. You basically get paid to go back to school because it's a learning experience and to get in shape. So you're going to work 6 hours a day, 5.5 to 6 hours a day. You're going to be in classroom instruction, and the other hour and a half, 2 hours, you're going to be doing some physical training and different things that you have to learn just so that you're a certified police officer.
How long do the academies run?
The academies usually run anywhere from like 5.5 to 7 months, depending on hours. It's not so much as like a 6 months or a 5 months. You have to complete a certain amount of hours to be a certified police officer in the state of Connecticut. And depending on how the academy is being run for that particular time, it could be shorter because they've done 10-hour days and then they've done 8-hour days. So it varies and stuff. If they're usually going 8 hours, it's usually about 6 months.
How many positions currently in Hartford Police are available to be filled?
Well, I would say right now we are looking to fill, you know, approximately anywhere from like 40 to 60 positions. They don't have to all be filled at one time, but with the attrition that we're having with guys retiring down the road, you want to start getting these guys in the in the pipeline so that they can start taking the places of the officers that are leaving and be trained and be out in the street and ready to go and serving the community. And then we'll repeat that process again. So, you know, I would say every two years, you want to get 60 new officers in, and because you're going to have about 40 to 60 that are going to be leaving, and just through retirement or attrition and or injuries or things that just happen in life.
I'd like to address for a moment, speaking on Face Connecticut this morning with Sergeant Steve Austin, and we talked about this the last time around, so let's talk about it again. There are obviously risks involved with policing, and there are people who worry about things that they see maybe on television or the media, because policing has become more and more transparent because there are the body cameras and so forth and so on. And so you now get to see what officers are going through, and people are worried about that for safety reasons, for legal reasons, etc. Is that true? And how do you guys talk with people who are interested or on the fence about policing?
I'll tell everybody who's out there listening, if you're doing your job correctly, you have nothing to worry about. And the thing is, I think that body cameras actually, in terms of accountability, they help us. They help us tell a story of what we're actually, of what we're actually seeing and going through on a daily basis. So when we have that, they actually protect us and show our side of the story more, so to speak. And it's not a us against them. What it does, it helps everyone. I think it helps the community. It helps the officers. And as opposed to holding guys accountable, I think we've always been accountable. But now you get to show, just like in anything else, do we have bad officers? Yes, every occupation, and I will say this, every occupation has bad in it, whether you're in the medical field, you're in the insurance field, if you're in education, you know, you have bad teachers. You have, you know, you guys are already, yeah, I'm sure you guys had a bad DJ or two. You had to get rid of them. But, I mean, the thing is, you know, we want to be accountable because, like, at the end of the day, we're here to serve people. We're here to make sure public safety is the number one thing that when you come to the city of Hartford, you feel safe. When you come to the city of Hartford, you're going to be respected, protected, and served. Here in this great city of ours, we have great museums, we have great restaurants, and we want people to come in and enjoy it. For the residents who live here, we want them to feel safe when they come into their homes, safe from burglary, have your car safe from larceny. We want you to be able to walk to and from going to the stores and enjoying the parks and all the great things that this city has to offer. So that's what we do. We provide that service. And I want someone who wants to become a police officer to become a part of a great tradition that working here and serving here in the city of Hartford.
If we're talking about police accountability and the law that was passed in Connecticut and efforts nationwide to hold police accountable, how do you respond to that?
Well, once again, like I said, we always were accountable. Right? And any good officer, they welcome it. Because if you're a good officer, you welcome the accountability because you want people to see what you're doing. You want to be as transparent as possible. You want people to know the things that you're seeing and doing every day, because 99% of the things that we do are never, ever reported. They only see the one small 1% of something that comes up on YouTube or that comes up on a screenshot somewhere on some social media platform. Those are the things that get all the highlights, because obviously that drives a rating, it drives a narrative that people want to push. But there's, like I said, there's our toy drives. There's our feeding the hungry at Thanksgiving. There's our interaction with our PAL, our Police Activities League. There's our good vibrations thing that we do. It's a cultural thing we're doing right now, teaching music and arts to children and interacting with different law enforcement officers all the way up to the chief level. So these are the things that don't get the publicity and people never really know about. But those people who are impacted and who know and who receive that service, they know and they appreciate that. And I think those are the things that we're looking at. And I think that will get pushed more and more to the surface, because most people I run into here in Hartford, they love the city of Hartford Police. I mean, we obviously have our detractors, but it is what it is in almost any field. And I like to know if there's a problem, please bring it to me so I can see if I can be of service and how can we solve it? Because that's what we are. We're problem solvers as a nature. That's what we do. We solve problems. So if there's an issue, you know, let's sit down, let's communicate about it. You tell me what you want to see in your law enforcement. That's what community policing is all about. And that's what we try to provide here in the city of Hartford.
Could you talk about the competition effort that's underway between Hartford and other cities, whether it's New Haven, Waterbury, and so on, or even neighboring towns? Because all of these areas, all of these locales in Connecticut are looking for new officers, and they're out competing for just the same people that you are as well. And so does it become frustrating when you find out, oh man, Waterbury has got a leg up on us, or vice versa, if Waterbury says that about Hartford? You know, how are you guys competing with one another and also not stepping on toes, but getting people to fill everybody's needs?
Well, that's kind of funny, but overall, I wish the best for everyone. I mean, is there a competition? It might be a little friendly competition, but at the end of the day, I want Waterbury. I want New Haven. I want Bridgeport. I want Connecticut State Police. I want all the smaller towns. I want these agencies to get good people, because when we have good people, they're going to serve our state. They're going to serve our community. They're going to serve our cities. They're going to serve our citizens. And that's what we really want. At the end of the day, I want everyone to get good officers. If one town gets a few more officers, as long as they're good, I mean, I'm not going to cry about it too much. My thing is that I think we're in the service industry, so I think it's important that we continue to do that and wish everyone well. And that's what I do. I encourage everyone out there, because we're all, like I said, we're all at the same career fairs. We're all at the same schools and universities, talking to the same people a lot of times. And we've often actually partner up to do some things. I mean, I did one thing. I brought New Haven and Bridgeport down to a city public safety career fair we had right here in Hartford at Dunkin' Donuts or Yargo Stadium. And thank you, Tim, out there. He's one of our partners here who lets us do a lot of great things at the stadium. So I just want to say that, you know, working with those agencies and working with other smaller municipalities, it's fantastic. And I want everyone, and I wish everyone well, because at the end of the day, when we win, everyone wins.
And lastly, Sergeant, we're down to the last minute and a half. If you could, and I'm so thankful for your time, if you could go through just one by one the quick information that people need to know about the ongoing recruitment effort and the one that dries up at the end of this month.
All right, Morgan. I need you guys that listen to me. You guys go all to policeapp.com, click on City of Hartford Entry-Level Police Officer. You have to March 31st at 5 p.m. That's next Friday, guys. Policeapp.com, City of Hartford Entry-Level Police Officer. Or you can contact me, Sergeant Austin, at 860-757-4338. Once again, that's 860-757-4338. I have a lot of things. I don't have enough time right now to discuss it on the radio, but give me a call, and I can go on and tell you about all the great things that we offer in terms of training, getting you prepared, and getting you ready to move into this profession. So please reach out to me once again, Sergeant Austin at 860-757-4338. Go to policeapp.com, City of Hartford, entry-level police officers. Click on that link. Go ahead and submit that application. I'll be looking to hear from you guys.
Sergeant Austin, thanks for coming on. We'll have to do another update down the line, okay?
Hey, Morgan, thank you, guys, and 1080 Radio.
All right, you take care now.
Thank you, sir.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.